our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Protection it may be free from all adversities, and it ought to be given to serve you in good works. To the glory of thy name, we pray this through Jesus Christ, our Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
And there was a certain nobleman whose
And when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him, and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, Sir, come down, or my child will die. But Jesus said unto him, For thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth. And he himself believed in his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. So far, the Holy Gospel. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy confession and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism of the remission of sins, and the hope of the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 413. Please be seated. Thank you. My sermon this morning is based on the epistle reading, Revelation. And I would like to read one verse from that chapter. And that is verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. So far, please be seated. Can you hear me back there? As we read the book of Revelation, we are assured that Christ is mightier than all of his enemies, and all who die in the true faith shall live eternally in heaven with him. This is guaranteed by the blood of Christ. And we are also told that the church will have her Gethsemane and her Calvary, but she will also have her resurrection and ascension. The comfort given to the true church here on earth is amplified in the last chapter of the book of Revelation. And when you have time, sometime read the last book of Revelation. This morning, let's consider the second coming of Christ. He says, behold, I come soon, and my reward is with me. Let me repeat that. Behold, I come soon, and my reward is with me. Well, time has marched on since these words were spoken by Christ. And generation after generation has moved across the face of the earth, and the hour of Christ's return has not yet come. What's going on? There have been those who have tried to figure out the time, but the world goes on just as it has for centuries. You see, we dare not measure God's space and time by the standards of human wisdom. It won't work. It can't be done. We speak of speed of light, but what is this speed compared to an angel flying down from heaven to this earth within the snap of a finger? The period of time which lies between the first and the second coming of Christ may seem great to us, but it means absolutely nothing to God. To us, time seems long. It seems long because of the many things that happen here on this earth. But what is that to an everlasting God, with whom 1,000 years is but a day? The promise of a Savior was given to Adam and Eve when they fell into sin. And God could have sent Christ immediately, but this was not part of God's plan. A long period of blood and sacrifice preceded the first coming of Christ to show the world the manner and the way in which redemption for the world has to be accomplished, and that is to be accomplished through the blood and sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Finally, it happened. But the birth of Jesus took place no sooner, no later than it was to be in God's divine plan. And so it is with the second coming of Christ. Certain great events must happen in this world before he will make his final appearance. Jesus himself told us, The period of time which lies between the first and the second coming of Christ may seem great to us, but it means absolutely nothing to God. To us, what is an everlasting God, with whom 1,000 years is but one day, and he who is eternal, behold, I am coming soon. Behold, I am coming soon. The promise of a Savior was given to Adam and Eve when they fell into sin. And God could have sent Christ immediately, but this was not part of God's plan. A long period of blood and sacrifice preceded the first coming of Christ to show the world the manner and the way in which redemption for the world was to be accomplished through the blood and sacrifice of Christ on the cross. And finally it happened. But the birth of Jesus took place no sooner, no later, than it was to be in God's divine plan. And so it is with the second coming of Christ. Certain great events must happen in this world before he will make his final appearance. Jesus himself told us that the gospel shall be preached in all the world, and then the end shall come. Well, I believe that this has taken place. I believe that the gospel has been preached throughout the entire world at one time or another. And some nations accepted the good news, others did not. But the gospel has been preached. So what's the purpose of Christ's delay? Is his delay to give us time to use our technology to advance into outer space? No. He has delayed his second coming for only one reason, and that is to give people an opportunity to come to repentance, to come to faith, to come to forgiveness of sins. It's too bad that there are those who still turn their backs on God. The time will come when it's going to be too late. There was a time of grace for the people before the flood, but they too refused and were all destroyed except Noah and his family. And there was a time of grace for those who lived in Sodom and Gomorrah, but they too refused and they were destroyed. Well, the time of grace is given again in our time, so that all might be saved. For believers, the second coming of Christ will be glorious. But for the unbeliever, those who are bullheaded, too bullheaded to find God's word, God's church, and God's sacrament to be annoying, it will be terrible, a damning reality. Everything else in this world is uncertain. But the second coming of Christ will happen. And the purpose of his second coming is to judge the living and the dead. Everyone will receive their reward. All will be gathered together before the throne of God at the second coming of Christ. Everyone. Paul tells us, we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. St. John tells us, all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and they shall come forth, all of them, everyone. Then shall the book be opened, so to speak, of all the records of God's own accounting to be opened, and the people will receive their reward. All the sins which have been hidden will be exposed, all of them. That is, unless we belong to the blessed, those of whom our Savior speaks of when he says, blessed are those who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, for they shall enter through the gates into the city called heaven. We are told in the book of Revelation that true believers in Christ are the only ones who have washed their robes and have made them white in the blood of Christ. Paul uses a beautiful expression in Colossians 2 when he says, blotting out the handwriting of sin, that was against us, which was contrary to us, took them all away, nailed all our sins on the cross. Not one sin will be shown in our record, because the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sins. All sins. And yes, there are still loved ones and friends who have continued to resist the opportunity of God's grace and forgiveness. It's time we encourage them once again. It's time we share with them the faith that we have and re-invite them, if you will, to our worship services again. You see, faith comes by hearing. But if they refuse to hear, they are rejecting God. And he will reject them. And this we do not want to happen to anyone. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning, and extend itself into the joy of the eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And let us pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who calls unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament or damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all the places of your heavenly table, for we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Lord, thine is the kingdom and the power.
many give thanks to break and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave them, saying, "Drink ye all. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you all.
Take a drink. This is the true blood. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shed for you.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Depart in peace.
Amen.
and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us to the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.